Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Come and get a free consultation from the implant and Invisalign experts like I did and start the year right with a healthy smile. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
72 Fins logo says, hey, Big O, did you hear anything about the Dolphins trying to move up to get the number one pick? I think it's a bunch of crap. It's not going to happen. Cincinnati's not trading. Stop it already with all that silliness. Okay. And what's the other Dolphin story that I was laughing at? Oh, the Dolphins would love to get Joe Burrow. Yeah, I know. A lot of teams would like to get Joe Burrow. You know, when I was a teenager, I really wanted to sleep with Demi Moore. I mean, there was just this thing about me that I just loved Demi Moore. There's a lot of things I wanted to do. I wanted to go to the US Festival. There's a lot of things I want to do too. You know? But it's one thing that you want to do, and the other thing is reality. And then here's the other thing. That story is a load of crap. Because it's nothing. There's no substance behind the story. They can't move up. They're not trading up. What was the part of that story? That Stephen Ross wants Joe Burrow. Well, didn't Stephen Ross apparently want Lamar Jackson? And I told you that that story was wrong. And eventually it came out that it was wrong. That he did not want Lamar Jackson. Chris Greer, Adam Gase, and Stephen Ross all liked Lamar the young man. They were not convinced of Lamar the quarterback. So Stephen Ross never wanted Lamar the quarterback. Chris Greer never wanted Lamar the quarterback. And Adam Gase never wanted Lamar the quarterback. A bogus story. A bogus story that a bunch of you idiots went running with it. A bogus story that a bunch of idiots in the media went running with it. And it had no substance. Oh, and in the end, he's not a quarterback. Okay, Bill Polian was wrong. Okay, he's not a receiver. He's a running back trying to play quarterback. That's all. But no, let's go with this now. This is the new one. Stephen Ross has got to have Joe Burrow. I mean, stop it already. You're not getting Joe Burrow. Now, if Joe Burrow goes out this week, goes to Club Live, has a couple drinks, then shows up at a strip club, starts doing blow off a stripper's ass, and it's all filmed and put on social media, now Mike Brown may not draft him, and now the Dolphins may have a shot at him at 5 because maybe, you know, he drops after doing coke on a stripper's ass. Now maybe we can talk about it. I mean, it's just a stupid story. It really is. It's a ridiculous story, just like the ridiculous story that just got on a life of its own. Just because a bunch of you guys and ladies, you fell for the banana in the tailpipe. Oh, Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson. You fell for the gimmick. Because that's what that offense is. It's a gimmick because it's not run by a real quarterback. It's run by an athlete trying to play quarterback. But once you take the gimmick out, the guy couldn't become a real quarterback. That's all. But let's run with the story. We could have had Lamar. We could have had Lamar. You can have him. Okay? Nice kid, all that stuff. He's not a real passer. And I don't believe he ever will be a real passer. Just like Ryan Tannehill will never be a real passer. Just like Josh Allen will never be a real passer. They are great athletes. So every once in a while, they are going to freak you out with certain throws. Because like I've told you 1,000 times, that's what athletes do. They can wow you because they're athletes. But no, let's just go crazy now and start talking about how Stephen Ross wants Joe Burrow. Yeah, because the story that Stephen Ross wanted Lamar Jackson was so accurate. Do you think Joe Burrow is all smokescreen of Bengals because we know Cincinnati always needs a strong arm quarterback with the weather over there? Really? So then why did they draft Andy Dalton? Because he's got a pop gun arm.